Monday's liturgy of the Word and Water in the ODS Arena Dublin marked a first for Ireland, and few of those present will ever forget the image of seeing gathered at the altar the nation's Christian churches united in prayer. The word historic is simply an understatement on an island where down through the centuries religion was used to divide communities, where it was exploited to sow violence and even death. The fact that on this, the first full working day of the 50th International Eucharistic Congress, pilgrims were able to see and hear the testimonies from leaders in the field of ecumenical and interreligious dialogue is thanks to years of groundbreaking and often silent work on the part of the men and women from Ireland's Catholic and Protestant churches. Led by Archbishop Dermot Martin and his Anglican counterpart, Archbishop Michael Jackson, the faithful from across Ireland's Christian communities mingled happily on the vibrant green lawn of this Victorian exhibition space, in between talks on the theme, Exploring and Celebrating Our Communion in Baptism. In an address on the Church in the Modern World, Archbishop Martin spoke of finding the points of contact between the Church and wider society.
I think there's a real temptation by people faced with the rapidity of change. One of the refuges that people take is to simply say, look, there's nothing I can do about it, and then let the thing tick over. We're in the situation today where we will not rebuild, renew the church by simply by letting it tick over.
Archbishop Jackson, who was the chief concelebrant at the afternoon liturgy, said Christians need to learn and use the good news that has come out of the peace process in Northern Ireland. He spoke of how we need to be mindful that God speaks to the world through the church, and that through baptism, Christian communities are co-joined in the missionary purpose of God. Despite forecasts for more Irish rain, it was an unusually hot summer evening as Brother Alois Luser, prior of the Taizé community, Dr. Maria Voce, leader of the Focolare movement, and Metropolitan Hilarion, who heads the Department for External Relations of the Russian Orthodox Church, in turn spoke of living communion in their Christian traditions. Brother Alois, speaking on passion for the unity of Christ's body, said it is up to all of us to see the gifts that God has placed in others, while Metropolitan Hilarion invoked spiritual power and determination to oppose the degradation of a morally neutral European culture. Many observing the Congress, however, question whether this spiritual courage will make its way beyond the confines of the RDS to wider Irish society, whether there are any of those contact points of which Archbishop Martin speaks. Last night, as the Republic of Ireland's football team played their opening match in the European tournament, Dublin's legendary pubs were packed. And there, among the football fans, were also Congress pilgrims from all over the world, laughing and chatting together. And as Ireland went under to Croatia, some even praying together. The Congress, as one pilgrim put it, is only a start. From Dublin at the 50th International Eucharistic Congress, I'm Emer McCarthy.